right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American. We're getting the good, the bad, and the ugly. Benjamin Netanyahu and Beetleboken talking to us here. Okay, I think we got about 6 minutes left of that clip. Go ahead and finish it out. Play it up to the 25-minute mark, Dan. Go ahead.
There are those who talk about boycotting Israel. We'll boycott them. So, the good news is very good, and it's getting better. The bad news, and that's the bad news, is that bad things are getting worse, and they're very bad. And when I talk about that, we have to deal with this challenge, and I'm thinking specifically, what do we do about Iran? The force behind so much of what is bad is this radical tyranny in Tehran. If I have a message for you today, it's a very simple one. We must stop Iran. We will stop Iran.
Stop them from doing what, Benny? Living?
When I
minding their own
here,
business?
I warned, tried to warn the world about a nuclear deal that was a threat to the survival of Israel, the security of the region, the peace of the world. I warned that Iran's regime had repeatedly lied to the international community that it could not be trusted. I warned that the deal gives Iran a clear path towards developing a nuclear arsenal in little more than a decade. And I warned that by removing Iran's sanctions, Iran's regime would not become more moderate and peaceful, but more extreme and belligerent, much more dangerous. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what has happened. Here is what Iran is doing today. Can you enlarge that? No?
Is your nose growing, Benny?
Yeah, okay. Well, darkness is descending on our region. Iran is building an aggressive empire. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, Yemen, more
Gaza.
To come. Now Iran is seeking to build permanent military bases in Syria, seeking to create a land bridge from Tartus, from Tehran to Tartus on the Mediterranean, and in addition to moving its army, its air force, its navy to Syria to be able to attack Israel from closer hand. It's also seeking to develop, to build precision-guided missile factories in Syria, in Lebanon, against Israel. I will not let that happen. We will not let that happen. We must stop Iran. We will stop Iran. Last week we read in the Book of Esther about an earlier Persian attempt to exterminate our people. They failed then, they'll fail now. We will never let Iran develop nuclear weapons. Not now, not in 10 years, not ever.
They don't want them, Benny. Don't you get it?
President Trump has made it clear that his administration will not accept Iran's aggression in the region. He has made clear that he, too, will never accept a nuclear-armed Iran. That is the right policy. I salute President Trump on this.
They don't have them, and they don't want them. And if they did want them, so what?
And the president has also made it clear that if the fatal flaws of the nuclear deal are not fixed, he will walk away from the deal and restore sanctions. Israel will be right there by American side, and let me tell you, so will other countries in the region. As we counter Iran's aggression, we should always remember the brave people of Iran. Their suffering, their hopes, their courage. Women are jailed for removing their hijabs. Students are tortured and shot for advocating freedom. We stand with those in Iran who stand for freedom. Now, I believe that a day will come when this horrible tyranny will disappear, will perish from the earth, and at that point, the historic friendship between the people of Israel and the people of Persia will be reestablished. Today we have Haman, Haman. Tomorrow we'll have Cyrus.
All right, and that's enough. Cut it off.
And peace. And
students in Iran tortured and shot. What about the 1,647 children that were arrested in Israel last year that were tortured, okay, and sentenced many of them to 20 years in prison for throwing stones? We forget all about them, Benny? But let's back up, okay?
I digress.
Did you hear him talking about Israeli intelligence service, folks? We are safer because of Israeli intelligence? Really? After we've already concluded and pretty much and proven who was behind, who was collaborating on 9/11, we're safer. Almost 3,000 people died on 9/11, and we're safer because of your intelligence? He recognizes this Israeli army that constantly terrorizes Palestinians? Oh, and get this, folks. Now, are you beginning to understand why we're in so much trouble? Are you beginning to understand why we're going to DuckDuckGo instead of Google? Why YouTube is censoring these people? These companies, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook, all now have major research centers in Israel? Why do you think that is? Well, we know. They're all spying on us. And who controls them? Israel! Major research centers, and they're not alone. There are hundreds more. Yes, there's a reason. Yes, there is something going on, and it's the confluence of big data connectivity and artificial intelligence. And what he's not telling us is that Israel's intelligence is in charge of monitoring everything we do. And if they can target the water they give and the fertilizer they give, can they not target anything they wish with this technology, folks? They bring water to people in Africa? Really? Ask yourself, folks. With all the destabilization currently happening in Africa, why would they do that? Currently, the white people of Africa are getting kicked off their land, and Israel is bringing them water? Israel is changing the world in India, Asia, Africa, and Latin America? Changing how? By terrorizing Palestinians and flying sorties over Syria? Oops, I forgot. Benny left that part out of his speech, folks. But, you know, Israel is driving the world. Yep. I agree, Benny. They are certainly controlling the wheel when it comes to the United States. 500 tech companies and 250 research groups? Israel is controlling our cybersecurity? Is this why identity theft has skyrocketed? And Israel has become a world leader in cybersecurity? 0.1% of the world population, and they have 20% of the world investment in cyber? 200 times above their weight? Now that, folks, is not only horrifying, but it tells you where the Rothschild Rockefeller string pullers are focusing. Now, where the dots connect. Security and intelligence. Countries are coming to Israel to share? Muslim countries are coming to Israel for technological and security help? Really, Benny? The countries that don't have relationships with Israel will be isolated? They're coloring the world blue, according to him. No, they're coloring it red, folks. Look at all of the lives that have been lost over these people. The map he depicted is a clear indication of the New World Order as it shows the vast majority in blue under the puppet masters. under Israeli surveillance and technology. And that's the key tools, along with the sledgehammer, the U.S. and their end game. What is the end game then? World dominance. PNAC. Go read it. And then, the bad news, and it's getting worse, folks. What do we do about Iran? What's Iran doing to you? Nothing. And even if they are supplying weaponry, if any, to the people of Gaza, the Palestinians, and the Syrians, so what? They're their allies. That's what they're supposed to do. Radical tyranny in Iran? Total horsepucky. We must stop Iran. We will stop Iran. Stop Iran from doing what? Being a first world country that desires only nuclear power? Now, here's where the BS meter starts flying off the chart, folks. Iran repeatedly lied and could not be trusted? No, Benny, it's you that are repeatedly lying and cannot be trusted. This asshat is painting a fictitious picture, and here is what he is claiming Iran is doing today. The map, conveniently depicted in black, is what he refers to when he says darkness is descending on our region. Iran is building an aggressive empire. No, it's not Iran that's building anything. It's you and America that are building it. You know, again, research, go back to the PNAC documents. Folks, this is not only laughable, but it's downright scary that his audience of bootlicking idiots actually believes his BS. Not to mention the fact that it's so sickening that our, quote, leaders, unquote, all right, are doing the same thing. They're butt-kissing this clown. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, Yemen, more to come. Are you flaming kidding me, Benny? What control does Iran claim over any of these countries other than extending military aid to its ally Syria in attempts to ward off the Israeli desire of ousting Assad? And you have the audacity to throw Gaza into the mix? An evaporating shell of Palestine that Israel slowly devoured through violence, terrorism, and outright genocide? This vomitous spewing of lies regarding is nothing more than a used car sales pitch in selling the U.S. its lapdog into shedding more American blood to overthrow yet another peaceful country for the greater expansion of Israel project. It's disgusting. We will never let Iran develop nuclear weapons. Newsflash, Benny. Iran has made it clear many, many, many times in front of the UN that they have no desire for nuclear weapons, as they are a theocratic, peaceful society that doesn't believe in them. They've not preemptively attacked any country in over 250 years. Can you say the same, you bloodthirsty bastard? But again, even if Iran did seek nuclear weapons, how could anyone blame them to do so as a defense against these psychopaths? Take a break for a minute. Go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, fella.
Hi.
Where do I start? I know where I can start. If the politicians here in the District of Criminals are basically brown-nosing this character so much, then why don't they go over there and live there and leave people in the U.S. alone? Period. Take the international bankers with them. Go ahead and move over there if they think it's so grand and joyous and all that stuff, since apparently he's proclaiming himself as God over in Israel. And does that mean he's the Antichrist? I don't know. But quite frankly, I think basically what he just did was in that address is that all of these issues that's been occurring in the U.S., the terrorism and whatnot, whatever form you want to call it, probably with the blessing of the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and all that crap, clans or clowns or whatever is concerned, I think we now know who's been behind. Of course, a lot of people may have already known about it to start with, mind you. I think he just finally admitted who has been behind a lot of this negative garbage going on here in the U.S. as far as terrorism goes, ad nauseum for that matter. So, if there was an international court as far as the U.N. goes, which just sounds like a joke, why isn't he in jail?
That's a good question. I haven't heard anything that you've said so far that I disagree with. He's under indictment right now for bribery. I cannot believe it. It is one of the most sickening things I've ever witnessed, to watch these so-called leaders, our leaders, Mike Pence, and even President Trump bringing his greetings to this unempathetic, psychopathic bastard is what he is.
Trump actually doing that, then Pence shouldn't have done it for him. Trump should have went there and did it himself. But since he didn't allow Pence to do it for him, tells me what kind of a character Trump himself is, which is no better than they are.
Well, I think we can all agree, Francis, that when we saw the position that Donald Trump ultimately took on his position with Israel, well, now, you know, the curtain has come down. We know who Donald Trump really is. He's goose-stepping to the same people, all right? And the thing that sickens me the worst about this is how he's trying to demonize Iran, lying about the population, lying about Iran suffering, lying about women being jailed for removing their hijabs, lying about students being tortured for abdicating freedom. Really? I mean, just take a look in the mirror at what they're doing to these Palestinian children. And you have the audacity to stand up in front of this audience and just spew your hypocrisy? I mean, really?
Well, that's only because, for one thing, he's dangling a stake in front of all the heads of these various countries, nose dangling along, saying, hey, you want this? Then you need to do this, and so forth, ad nauseum. I mean, it's obviously he's a bald-faced liar. He knows what's going on. He knows who's funding it and so forth. I mean, if the technology is that great, then why is he, as a pimp, using the politicians in the U.S., let alone other countries, dare I say, as his prostitutes?
Well, no, that's a good point, and I'll tell you what. You know, Israel is not large enough to do it alone. But, you know, as far as that philosophy, this Zionist philosophy of one fingernail is worth 10,000 goyim, that's their philosophy. They want our American brothers and sisters, our American children, to go over there and shed their blood for the sake of Israel. And I don't, you know, I am so sick of this. What I'm even more sick of is these dumbed down, mind numb Americans who cannot put the glasses on and see what is really going on.
When he made the comment about the fact that, well, you are with us or whatever the comment was, against us or something, there are countries that are like that. And the first thing that came to mind was Shrub Jr. making a comment to the U.S. people about, well, you're either against us or with us as far as hunt on terrorism is concerned. I thought
that was George W. Bush that said you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. But he didn't define it. Time and most of the American people were too naive to understand who he meant when he said us. What he meant was the club that we're not in. That's what he meant. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's amazing what George Carlin spotted on and basically said when he was in this world, for that matter, because he nailed a lot of this stuff down like you wouldn't believe. So for all we know, George Carlin was probably murdered or whatever. I don't think he died of natural causes. It may have been made to look like natural causes, but, I mean, seriously. I mean, he was a well-known comedian, but believe me, he nailed a lot of stuff when he talked to people.
Oh, I know.
He made it sound funny and humorous, but, boy, he nailed some good ones. But I heard that the whole speech he gave, I'm like, Yeah, you're telling us who's really doing all this garbage. At the same time, the fact that you are doing it shamelessly, without regard to human life, and on top of that, you're leaving out various people that you're basically trying to annihilate ever so slowly. I guess you call it slow kill. So, and the fact that the politicians here in the U.S. want to basically brown nose him as a result, I'm sorry, they need to move over there.
I agree. All right, I got to let you go, Francis. I got to go to a break, but thanks for your input, and I didn't disagree with anything you've said. Have a good weekend, dear. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live, and I'll finish this up. Be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake. and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. It's all right as long as you lend a hand, folks. Yeah. Tell a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. Iran's suffering. Women are jailed for removing their hijabs. Students are tortured for abdicating freedom. Really? I mean, take a look in the mirror, you venomous hypocrite. What are your soldiers doing to Palestinian children, you barbarous asshat? We stand with those in Iran who stand for freedom. Really? You stand for those you intend to convince the United States to bomb? You know, this man is almost as good a spin doctor as Barack Obama was. Did you notice how he tries to weave in how Israel and Iran used to be friends and desires to be allies again? Yeah, after the U.S. bombs them into oblivion and Israel is given part of their spoils. I mean, what kind of an idiot would believe that? Since I said that, you know, in thinking of what kind of an idiot would believe that, I'm going to share something with you after the bottom of the hour. I had an exchange last night, folks. For those of some of you may not know, you know, I'm on a dating site, which shall remain nameless. But, you know, I'm hoping against hope that somewhere out there, there's a girl for me. Now, as difficult as it is, oh, I've got three people on the line, or two people on the line here. Well, all right, let's take these phone calls first. Let's go to Jerry first, and then John, you'll be second. So, Jerry in Chicago, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Michael, for taking my call. Hey, who was this moron talking to during this segment?
Who was he talking to? APAC. That was the APAC conference.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah. The APAC and congressman and vice president was there, and Nikki Haley was there, and all of these people from APAC were there. Yeah. Yeah, that's who he was propagandizing. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you're right, man. People need to open their eyes wide shut, and realize that these people, ever since the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, has been at the root of all evil, okay? I mean, maybe not all of them. The Zionist faction, I will agree with, and maybe I need to change my terms when I talk bad about the Jews and Israel. I need to specify.
Well, Jerry, let me clarify something here. You know, a lot of the Jewish people are just as dumbed down and mind-numbed as the American population is. They don't have a clue. They're propagandized from the time they're able to walk and talk. Okay, so I don't hold any ill will towards them, other than the fact that they need to wake up and see what's going on, just like the rest of dumbed-down America. Go ahead.
No, you're 100% right, man. I'm sorry to hear that. I heard all the applause. Don't tell me that was our congressmen and our senators and everything else like that standing in the audience applauding.
That was a lot of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this is going to stop one day. And hey, did you ever hear anything about the Samson program
No, the Samson option. Whereas if they feel that they're in dire peril and they're just going to push the button and they're going to unleash all their nukes all over the world, okay? Yeah, and that does exist. Yeah, that's in Dimona in Israel. Yeah.
Yeah, the place that we can inspect that supposedly has no nuclear weapons. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. All right, well, hey, Mike, thanks a lot for your time. Hey, did you get that check for Tom?
Not yet.
Okay, well, it went in the mail the very following morning. I hope you get it tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Very good. I'll let you know. Okay. All right. Thanks. Let's go to John. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Thanks. Let's go to John in Austin. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. I'll hold you through the break, John. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Michael. How are you doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, after listening to Mr. Netanyahu, as I like to call him, just for Jerry's information, that applause he was getting at APAC was about 50%. As loud as the applause he got when he addressed the American Congress a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you what, if you got something else that you want to add, John, I'll hold you over through the break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to bottom of the hour break. We'll be back, and then I'm going to share something with you after I talk to John for a bit. A little encounter I had last night, folks. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. On with John, Scottish John, in Austin. What else you got on your mind there, John?
Things briefly before I go to my main one. Did you hear Nikki Haley's comments at that AIPAC conference? Did you hear Chuckie Schumer's remarks about the Palestinians' failure to believe in the Torah?
I didn't even want to air any part of that. It was so nauseating.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I heard it. And folks, I think you can go online if you want to listen to the whole nauseating, propagandic, disgusting speech, you know, of these people. You can go online and find it. I don't even know whether John posted it on his website or not. Anything else you want to add before I get into this, what we're up against?
I can't explain why I feel so passionately about this issue, Michael, but I follow a few pro-Palestinian pages on Facebook, one of which is called Jerusalem Al-Quds is the capital of Palestine. And they posted one the other day there, and it was an image, a photograph, of a lovely little Palestinian girl in her traditional costume. And the wording goes, "I am Palestine, good morning, give me hope for a better tomorrow." Now, I usually make a comment on all these posts, and I finish my comments off by posting on the Scottish flag, followed by a blue heart, and then the Palestinian flag. And I always get a lovely response from them thanking me for my support. Well, I sat looking at this one, Michael, for quite a long time, and I couldn't think of anything to say. How can I give this child hope for a better tomorrow? And I went to bed a few hours later that night, and I bloody cried, man. It just broke my damn heart.
Oh, I know. I mean, to add insult to injury, for this, you know, this asshat to even ignore that situation while he is trying to foist it on Iran is just absolutely disgusting, you know. But anyway, okay, I'll let you go. John, I'm going to get back into this, but thanks for the call. I appreciate your input, my friend.
All
right. Okay, folks, now let me give you a little bit of an example of what we're up against. As I mentioned before the break, I had a little bit of an encounter last night. I'm on a dating site. I'm not going to, you know, depict which one it is, but I actually got into an exchange with a lady who claimed to be a in the media, claimed to be with a major news network. Okay, so I'm going to share with you the exchange that I had with her. Part of it got erased, but as I go through this, you know, you'll see what the content of the situation was. She says, "I'm in the news. What station are you on?" And I said, "Well, early on, I started with KFNX 1100 here in Phoenix, but discovered it to be both too expensive and limiting. I no longer do terrestrial radio. It severely limits one's listening audience. I'm a host on Republic Broadcasting Network. It is a worldwide broadcast via KU satellite, podcast, internet, and dial-in. Many, many times more listeners than a local radio station." Then I wrote to her and I said, "What exactly does 'I'm in the news' mean?" She says, "Interesting. I've been in radio for most of my life in one capacity or another. I'm with a major news national network. I'm afraid your network may consider mine as fake news." And I wrote her back and I said, "That's an interesting conclusion to make. Do you suspect something like that at your network?" She writes back, "No, not at all. It's morally and ethically wrong and basically impossible to do. But I believe I read the Republic Broadcasting Network advertises itself as Truth Radio or something similar. I'm mainstream radio news, which has been targeted as fake. I'm sure you're aware that news agencies cannot simply make things up." I write back. I said, "No, of course not. They don't make up news. They do, however, massage, edit, distort, and spin it for their desired result for public consumption, and any intelligent, trained, real investigative journalist can see right through it. I believe it was CNN that got Donald Trump's fake news award last year. Oh, and by the way, I take no credit for coining that phrase. And yes, you are so right. It is indeed morally and ethically wrong, but impossible to do? Oh, no, on the contrary. Mainstream media does it every day and on a regular basis, as their owners and controllers, six corporations in total, are just that, morally and ethically bankrupt. They are the arm of an agenda created by stealth, well-planned and orchestrated by their controllers, of which the American public is not aware. This is by design, as they can ill afford to have an awakened public or their plan would fail. Now, before you classify me as a kook or a conspiracy theorist, I would invite you to read their own documents, spelling out their plans called the Project for a New American Century, or PNAC. Pay specific attention to page, I believe it's 51, which states, the entire Middle East must be reordered according to an American plan. PNAC's most important study notes that selling this plan to the American people will likely take a long time, absent some catastrophic catalyzing event, like a new Pearl Harbor. So, when complete, pay special attention to the signatories of this report and then compare them to the occupants of the George W. Bush administration. And if you're still not convinced, have a listen to General Wesley Clark giving his speech in San Francisco, you know, about the seven countries in 5 years, folks. My show is called The American Awakening for a reason. My mission, along with others on RBN, is to awaken America to this diabolical plan before it's too late. I wish you no ill and care for my fellow Americans just as Ken O'Keefe, YouTube him, and any parent or grandparent that fears for the future of all of their descendants. Myself, RBN, Ken O'Keefe, and countless others are aware of their plans and are dedicated to exposing it. I would only ask you, out of respect for yourself, your children, and grandchildren, to open your mind and look at the information I've provided you. Then rationalize for yourself. Best wishes to you, my American sister." She writes back, "Yikes. Sorry I asked." She didn't ask anything, folks, but she says, "I disagree. This is a dating web. This is where she started this, by the way, but this is where she tries to divert, see. This is a dating website, one where I don't believe we should be conducting political conversation. As far as PNAC, I am quite aware of the focus of the organization, get this, folks, and am also aware that it was dissolved over 10 years ago. Now, question, how do you dissolve documents? How do you dissolve carrying out a plan which obviously was their intent? They implement it, they're dealing with it, they're doing it right now. The Foreign Policy Initiative has also ceased operations. This is a woman who works for mainstream media, folks. You see what we're up against here? Now, she goes on to say, I do wish you the best and admire your determination to educate and thus save the American public. I, in turn, will continue to report the news based on facts, not opinions. Best of luck. So I wrote her back. Facts, not opinions. PNAC isn't or wasn't my opinion. Dissolved over 10 years ago? After they carried out their agenda to the expense of over 2 million innocent lives? That's all you've got to offer to collect your paycheck? Yes, with the likes of your mindset, it just shows what deep trouble this country is in. Yes, your news is fake. Remember this email chain. I make you an offer since you are convinced that you deal in facts. You or anyone in your establishment that would choose to debate, I've got $10,000 for the best of the best to debate it, if they win. That, folks, is what we're up against. These people believe their own lies. And as I'm sure most of you know, mainstream media is read on a teleprompter by a bunch of empty suits that just read what they're told to read, and the content of what they read is edited, I believe, what is it, up to 8 times? It's edited by the CIA. It's edited by the Jewish lobby. It's edited by their editors. It's edited by a number of different people before it ever hits the airwaves to make sure that they are all online. And what is it, Project Mockingbird, is it? That if you tune into any of these channels, MSNBC, ABC, CNN, all of them, okay, you can notice that their format pretty much is laid out. You can flip from one station to another, and they're talking about the same issue because it all comes across all of these stations. Now, I told this lady that I'd be airing this today, and I invited her to call in. I don't hear the phone ringing. Wonder why. Anyway, back to this. So, getting back to Alison Weir's article, how Israel and its partisans work to censor the internet. Now, you just heard Benjamin Netanyahu bragging about all of the control they have on cybersecurity. And we're talking about Google, we're talking about Facebook, we're talking about YouTube, we're talking about all the social media. And why? Because of what I said at the beginning of the show. Numerous well-funded, organized projects by and for Israel work to flood the social media with pro-Israeli propaganda while blocking the facts Israel dislikes. Now, let me dive into this a little bit further. Recently, YouTube suddenly shut down the If Americans Knew YouTube channel. That's Alison Weir's channel. It contained 70 videos, and by the way, thanks to Scott S. John, I was able to actually watch a few of them. Great videos on Palestine, providing fact-based information about Israel and Palestine. People going to the channel saw a message telling them that the site had been terminated for violating YouTube guidelines, implying to the public that we were guilty of wrongdoing and ensuring they didn't learn about the information we were trying to disseminate. When we tried to access our channel, we found a message saying our account had been permanently disabled. We had received, now who's behind this? Remember, it's Israel that's behind this, folks. We had received no warning and got no explanation. Yeah, I can understand why Israel would do this, because Israel does not want America to see what they're doing to the Palestinians. So, it says, determined it didn't violate any guidelines, our channel became live once more. So why was it shut down in the first place? What happened and why? Well, as it turns out, the Israeli institutions employ armies of internet warriors, from Israeli soldiers to students, to spread propaganda online and try to get content banned that Israel doesn't want seen, perhaps like our videos of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces. So what happened? Well, a few days before the termination of Allison's channel, they received a form email letter from YouTube telling them that it had gotten one strike for a short video about a Palestinian man killed by Israeli soldiers. The video was part of their series of videos to make Palestinian victims, usually ignored by the U.S. media, visible to Americans. It takes about 3 minutes to view the video and see that it contains nothing objectionable, unless revealing cruelty and oppression is objectionable. And by the way, I viewed it. I'm not going to air it, but I viewed it, and there's nothing objectionable about it in there. YouTube's email claimed that they had somehow violated their long list of guidelines but did not tell them which one or how. It simply stated, "Your video, Ahmed Nasser Jarrar, was flagged for review, and upon review, we've determined that it violates our guidelines. We've removed it from YouTube and assigned a community guidelines strike or temporary penalty to your account. Now, such a penalty is not public and does not terminate the channel. 3 days later, before we'd even had a chance to appeal this strike, YouTube suddenly took down our entire channel, and this was done with no additional warnings or explanation. This violated YouTube's published policies. The YouTube policies say there is a three-strike system by which it warns people of alleged violations three times before terminating a channel. And if a channel is eventually terminated, the policies state that YouTube will send an email detailing the reason for the suspension. None of this happened in their case. So they submitted appeals on YouTube's online forum, but received no response. And attempts to find a phone number for YouTube and or an email address by which they could communicate with a human being were futile." YouTube's power to shut down content without explanation wherever it chooses was acutely apparent. And while there are other excellent video hosting sites, YouTube is the largest one, with nearly 10 times more views than its closest competitors. It is therefore enormously powerful in shaping which information is available to the public and which is not. Do you see now why they're trying to purge it, folks? Anything that has to do with anything other than the narrative that they wish to foist upon the public, they're getting rid of. This is, again, I have to stress the importance of RBN. "We spent days working to upload our videos elsewhere, update links to the videos, etc., and finally, having received no response or even an acknowledgement of our appeal from YouTube, we decided to write an article about the situation. We emailed YouTube's press department a list of questions about its process, and we have yet to receive any answer." Now, finally that evening, they received an email with good news, and it states, "After a review of your account, we have confirmed that your YouTube account is not in violation of our terms of service, and as such, we have unsuspended your account. This means your account is once again active and operational." Well, their channel was visible once more, and YouTube had now officially confirmed that their content didn't violate any guidelines. Now, ultimately, folks, YouTube's system seems to have worked in our case, they say. Inappropriate censorship was overruled, perhaps by saner or less biased heads. And in fact, we felt that there may be at least one positive result of the situation. Additional YouTube employees had viewed our videos and perhaps learned much more about the Israel-Palestine situation that they had not previously known. But the whole experience was a wake-up call that YouTube can censor information critical of powerful parties at any time with no explanation and no accountability. Israel and its partisans of Israel, like the United States, have long had a significant presence on the internet, working to promote the Israel narrative and block facts about Palestine or the Israeli lobby and other subject matter which they wish to cover up. The opinionated proponents of Israel post comments, they flag content, they accuse critics of anti-Semitism, and disseminate misinformation about Palestine and Palestine solidarity activists. And many of those actions are by individuals acting alone who work independently, voluntarily, and relentlessly. And in addition to these folks, however, a number of orchestrated, often well-funded projects sponsored by the Israeli government and others have come to light. These projects work to place pro-Israel content throughout the internet and to remove information Israel does not wish people to know. And one such Israeli project targeting the internet came to light when it was lauded in an article by Arutz Shiva, an Israeli news organization headquartered in an Israeli settlement in the West Bank. That report described a new project by Israel's new media desk that focused on YouTube and other social media sites. The article reported that Israeli soldiers were being employed to tweet, share, like, and more. The article noted, "It is well known nowadays that what happens on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube has great influence on events as they occur on the ground. And the internet, too, is a battleground." It was comforting, the article stated, to learn that the IDF was employing soldiers whose job was specifically to do battle on it. See, they even admit, folks, we're in a war. It's not a shooting war, but it's an information war. It's a war to keep the mind-numb, dumbed-down, mesmerized, hypnotized public stupid. And it's our job to wake them up. Now, another project to do battle on with the Internet was initiated in 2011 by 300,000-strong National Union of Israeli Soldiers, and the goal was to deepen and expand Hasbara, the state propaganda activities of students in the state of Israel. And under that program, Israeli students, get this, are paid $2,000, folks, to work 5 hours a week to lead the battle against hostile websites. And who do you think they deem hostile? You think mine could be on it? Or RBN's could be on it? I don't know, but if it's not, it probably soon will. We will be. We'll be back with a final segment in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. More to come.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the Internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the Internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. Do too much. Does that make me cry?
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Yeah, you know, the Strong National Union of Israeli Students getting paid $2,000 to work 5 hours a week. $2,000 a week to work 5 hours a week. And I would suspect that part of, if not a lot of, maybe all of that money is being doled out to them in the $30 billion or so they get annually from the United States, American taxpayer money. Now, the announcement for the program noted that many students in Israel master the Internet and are proficient at using the Internet and social networking and various sites and are required to write and express themselves in English. So students can work from the comfort of their own homes and points that is pointed out in the announcement. Students work in four teams. They work in content. They work in Wikipedia. So when you go in and you start reading this stuff in Wikipedia, remember there's Jewish fingerprints on it, folks. They work in monitoring, and they work in new media, according to the program's description. It details the responsibility for each team. The content team is responsible for creating original content in news format. The monitoring team is responsible for monitoring efforts while reporting and removing anti-Semitic content from social networks in a variety of languages. The program conflates criticism of Israel with anti-Semitism. The new media team is responsible for writing new entries and translating them into languages that operate in the program, updating the values of current and relevant information, tracking and preventing bias in the program's areas of activity. Now, this program sometimes claims it is working against anti-Semitism, but it conflates anti-Semitism with criticism of the State of Israel. This is in line with an Israeli-backed initiative to legally define anti-Semitism to include discussing negative facts about Israel and its treatment of the Palestinians. So they have to hire people and pay these people $2,000 a week to make sure that all these negative facts about Israel and the treatment of Palestinians are purged, or they are redone, or they're written to say, well, these people are anti-Semites, they don't know what they're talking about, and spin it. Just like what I mentioned when I had that exchange with this so-called mainstream media lady last night. They spin it. They spin it around to make it look like it's in their favor, folks. This is disgusting. So, 7 years ago, another project came to light that targeted Wikipedia. While manipulating Wikipedia entries doesn't directly impact YouTube, it provides a window into some of these efforts to manipulate online content. And the expose and the electronic infatata revealed a pro-Israel pressure group is orchestrating a secret long-term campaign to infiltrate the popular online encyclopedia Wikipedia. Now, while it is common and appropriate for individuals to edit Wikipedia entries and add factual information and remove inaccurate statements, this project was the antithesis of such editing. Go figure. What a surprise, folks, huh? I'm telling you, its purpose was to rewrite Palestinian history and pass off crude propaganda as fact. End of another day. See you on Monday. Same time, same station. Stay out of trouble and bye for now. And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.